You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The CDC reports that cases of measles nationwide has grown to over 700 and is the worst outbreak in decades. New York's Rockland County has over 200 of those cases, and New York state legislators are calling for immediate passage of a bill to mandate vaccinations unless a person has a medical exemption. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The lawmakers say the current law, which allows a child to skip vaccinations because of religious reasons, is creating too big a loophole and leading to what they say is a growing health crisis. Rockland County Executive Ed Day tried unsuccessfully to declare a state of emergency in his county, but it was overturned in court. Day says the bill is a godsend.
To wait is a recipe for medical disaster. I can't make it more clear than that.
The outbreak began in the county last October after seven infected travelers from Israel visited New York's ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities and the illness spread. Day was at the state capitol along with the Assembly and Senate sponsors of a bill that requires all children to be immunized against measles and other diseases unless they have a medical exemption. Bronx Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz blames the outbreak on the anti-vaccination movement, which he says has been discredited by scientific research. He says vaccinations have saved millions of lives.
Measles can kill. Measles can cause permanent harm, blindness, deafness, brain damage. It's unbelievable that in this day and age, in the 21st century, there are people out there who are spreading lies, who are spreading misinformation about vaccinations.
Dinowitz says no major religion has a policy against vaccinations. He believes people are citing the religious exemption when their opposition actually stems from personal reasons.
In New York State, the religious exemption is a de facto personal belief exemption, meaning there are many people who are claiming the religious exemption when in fact it has nothing to do with religion.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has also voiced objections to the bill, although not on scientific grounds, saying there might be First Amendment issues involved. The bill's sponsors say they are talking to Cuomo about his reservations. Senator Hoylman says he believes the requirement would be constitutional.
There is long case law supporting eliminating non-medical exemptions. Both New York and California, having risen all the way to the Supreme Court in a case called Jacobson.
Cuomo, speaking on Long Island Monday, revised his view, saying he now backs an end to religious exemptions for vaccinations in this particular outbreak.
And I don't think in this case the religious exemption is appropriate.
But he did not say whether he supports the bill. Cuomo says health officials in his administration are working with Rockland County and New York City to address what he says is a public health emergency. Hoylman and other supporters of the measure say they don't know if there are enough votes in the legislature to pass the bill into law, but they say they hope to garner enough support to have a law by summer. Senator James Skoufis, who represents portions of Rockland County, says if that doesn't happen, things could get much worse.
In a couple of months, everyone's on summer vacation, everyone's on summer break, and we're going to have infected children, infected families traveling all around this state, all around this country, infecting other New Yorkers and Americans. We have to act now.
In the meantime, the Senate has begun a public awareness campaign about the importance of vaccinations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.